Well, a Montreal woman has become the first Quebecer to run a marathon on Mount Everest. Lisanne Goyer ran more than 42 kilometers in 8 hours, and she started at 5,200 meters above the ground. Lisanne Goyer joins me on the line. Good afternoon, Lisanne.
Good afternoon.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. It's been a month now that I've been back, so I'm doing great.
So what can you describe what it's like to run a marathon on Mount Everest?
Well, as you said, you start really high, so you have barely no oxygen. It's about 200 meters from base camp, from Everest base camp. So there's no air, and there are obviously a lot of hills. You start actually at base camp, and you end up in Namche Bazaar, which is about 2,000 meters below. So they say that it's a downhill course, but actually from everywhere that has run the course, it's hilly, it's up and down, and rocks and ice and snow and cliffs, and it's just magnificent.
Magnificent and, dare I say, challenging.
Of course, no, it's extremely challenging, but you get to acclimatize for 3 weeks before. So, you know, you either get a lot of strength from this 3 weeks or you suffocate and not run. But in my case, it worked really well. I was in perfect shape when I arrived there. And so it wasn't so brutal. Normally when I run a marathon, a road marathon, I'm sore for many days. And I think from the uphills and downhills and just, you know, the acclimatization, I felt really good afterwards. So
wow. Yeah. Now, when you talk about the acclimatization, and as you say, you were lucky because some people never get used to it, I understand.
Of course, yeah. Some people had to drop off, drop out. Some people were sick. You know, they had giardia or pneumonia or the flu or a cold. Or I mean, it's extremely difficult. So, you know, and some people obviously do not acclimatize. At some point, they just have to go down. So, but, you know, the Everest Marathon is really well organized, so you really go up gradually, so
right.
It's a safety issue, obviously. You really want to take care of yourself because it can be fatal.
So then do you run and train in those 3 weeks, or are you literally just getting used to breathing?
No, we actually don't run. I mean, there were a few runners who did run when we got to Namche Bazaar, which around 3,000 meters, and they really paid the price. And so I was advised here in Montreal not to run there. I mean, I did the running before. So when you get there, you just want to do the huge amount of walking that you do and just acclimatize afterwards. That's, you know, you've got to respect your body and take care of it.
Well, I mean, one could argue that respecting your body and taking care of it does not include running a marathon on Everest. That's a pretty extreme.
It is extreme. I wanted to do this because, first of all, I love to run. Second of all, I'm a woman who likes challenges. And third, I wanted to be able to, as a health psychologist, to combine my passion for running with health initiatives and also, you know, on healthy living and healthy lifestyles, and also give to a foundation in need. So that's really the reason why I did this. I did this for the Fondation En Coeur, who comes to help kids and families that are born with congenital heart defects. And I also created my own initiative in which I said, you know, that we need to do 3 small steps in a day in terms of 1 small step in diet, 1 small step in physical activity, and 1 small step in psychological well-being if we want to stay healthy. I mean, the World Health Organization said that our kids, for the first time in history, will probably not live as long and as well as us. So I thought I need to do something to attract attention and tell people that we need to start thinking about these things.
And if I understand correctly, this foundation that you have been talking about at Saint-Justine, it also encourages children who do have heart problems to do some moderate, at least some form of exercise.
Actually, the Fondation Encaire is separate from la from l'Hôpital Saint-Justine, but the lab will be in l'Hôpital Saint-Justine.
Okay.
And yes, what it will do is it will study the kids with any type of disease or any type of illness to be able to tell parents and the kids what type of physical activity they should do, what intensity and the frequency. Because we know we need to exercise, you know, sick or not, we need to exercise. But what's the amount? We just don't know. So the goal will be that.
Now, I know you're giving a talk about your run tonight, and it's just interesting to hear in your voice the passion about what you do. I'm thinking this must be one of the biggest challenges ever. I'm wondering, how do you top this? What's next?
Oh, what a good question. Actually, you know, they say that you have a postpartum after you do such an event. So,
yeah.
Of course, I'm in that phase right now. But what I'll do is I'll continue. I mean, it's my life mission. So I'll continue trying to raise awareness about healthy lifestyles. And I'm my own entrepreneur, and I give talks and conferences and workshops in companies on these issues. So I'll continue to do that. And in the spring, I'm creating a walk on the Mount Royal. It'll all be on my website. And in terms of a goal, a sports goal,
yeah.
I don't know yet. I'm looking at what's out there. But certainly there'll be something else because I want to keep doing what I'm doing. It's been fantastic. I mean, the schools have answered in such a magnificent ways, and the kids and the parents were really into it because people realize that we need to do something. So I want to continue doing it. How is what I'm looking into right now?
It's a great pleasure to speak to you. Thanks so much, Lisanne. Good luck.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That is Lisanne Goyer, and she ran a marathon on Mount Everest. That's pretty extraordinary. 42 kilometers in 8 hours. And as you heard her say, she's running for two foundations. It's a new initiative, Encore, and it is a lab to help children with heart defects get back into exercise. And that will be at Saint-Justine's Hospital. She's going to be talking about her marathon experience tonight at the Géo Plein Air conference. We have all the details on our Facebook page. Check it out. At Home Run Show.